Is this definitely your own work, Alice?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Yes.
See?
Come on, Alice.
What are you saying, miss?
Nothing, just, I don't know, you don't seem too sure about some of the details, and, well, I met your mum at parents' evening, and she is an electrical engineer, isn't she, so...
I did it, miss.
It's fine if you didn't, Alice, it's fine to just be honest. Even without doing all the electronics, it's still a lovely robot. You never guess it used to be a cereal box.
I did it, miss.
I'm not sure I believe that, Alice. Alice.
Not my fault my mum's an electric engineer, is it though?
I'm not saying it is, I'm just saying...
You don't have a go at Ellie because her mum works in Greggs. Where do you think she gets the crest from?
Can you leave Ellie's mum out of this, please?
Can you leave my mum out of this?
Come back here, Alice. Come back!
Dear God and or Jesus, Buddha, Vishnu, anyone. LED Thursday night. I'm starting to wonder if getting science out of the Bible was actually a good plan. I'm screwed is the thing. It's not growing, my Petri dish cress. Stood there in the loo, looking at it, whispering to it, singing a bit, Rihanna. Nothing. It's a flash spray, isn't it? It is though, so frustrating. All these beady little seeds, and I know there's big leafy worlds inside. Big cressy worlds, I know there is. But they're not getting out. And Daniel's in the end cubicle sobbing because some dickheads nicked his uterus, wiped their bum on it, left it in his locker covered in... Yeah, that is what happens if you talk about science club. And now I'm wondering, was the bus lady even a sign? Because it's not a prize-winning experiment, is it? It's just some seeds that got eaten or died or never grew. Maybe just a story about something else, about who turns out all right and who just... Yeah, but I don't know, because if my cress is growing tomorrow, I'll win. I just will, because Daniel's is in the bin, Alice blatantly cheated, Marcus went to an all-you-can-eat buffet last night, hasn't been seen since, and I've promised to take Daniel with me as well. We have a chat and that is what I do. We sit in the girls' loos and talk about the stars and the planets and the galaxies and so on. He stops being sad about his uterus. I stop worrying about people not taking me seriously as a scientist. Daniel's like, you were born to be a scientist. Think about it. Your name's LED. Check up on my seeds again, just to see. Still haven't grown. But maybe that is happening now, God. Maybe that is what's happening in the night. And tomorrow, those little seeds will be big, cressy worlds, and I'll take photos of them for my evaluation. And Miss will be properly impressed, everyone at Science Club, really. And my mum, hopefully. So, I was wondering, just have a word with those seeds, will you, God? Please? Just have a word. Amen.
In The Parable of the Sower, Ellie was played by Katie Angeli, the teacher by Eleanor Crooks, Marcus by Sean Aylward, Daniel by Jack Bolter, Alice by Ellie Hopkins, and the robot by Paul Stonehouse. The Parable of the Sower was written by Tom Wells. The director was Jessica Drongul.
And you can hear the whole cycle of mystery plays this Sunday evening, starting at 8:30 here on BBC Radio 3. And now, World on 3 with Marianne Kennedy.
Yeah.
From a collection of less well-known Senegalese artists, that was the striking tenor voice of Njai Samba Mbou. He was highly regarded by his contemporaries and he worked very hard to popularise traditional Senegalese music in a contemporary context. The collection from Stearns goes by the name of Terenga, which is Wolof for hospitality, a watchword in Senegal where, according to the proverb, a visitor or stranger is a king and should be treated as such. Welcome to World on Three with me, Marianne Kennedy. And tonight, as well as some of the latest world music releases and a look ahead to the 2013 World Roots Academy, well, it's the time of year for looking back. We'll have some 2012 music memories from WOMAD. So I'll carry on where Lopa Katari left off last week with another chance to enjoy some of the delights of Wiltshire's world music bonanza. Starting out with world music royalty, the father figure of South African music and total gentleman, as I found out when I spoke to him at the festival. Hugh Masekela, here he is on the main stage, and I'll let him do the introductions for Makoti.
Okay, we're going to an African township wedding now. Oh, let me say this. Hello, woman! Are you trying to be cool? I know it's hot out there, but you can't get... I'm going to try and pump you up one more time. You know, some people have never screamed in their lives here. Not even in bed. So, this could be the day that changes your whole life. Right here for free. If you just open up the skies with a sound from deep down in you, and we're not charging you anything for it, it's free. So, I'm gonna pump you up one more time. Hello, woman! God damn it! Trying to be cool. Okay. So the bride's groom-to-be wants to get married. So he sends his uncles and aunts to go to the girl's home to go and ask for her hand. This song is called Makoti, which means bride. And when the aunts and the uncles get to the house of the bride-to-be, her aunts and uncles climb a tree and they refuse to come down. Until his relatives come out with maybe 2 cows, 5 goats, 10 chickens, and that's called mouth opener and tree disembarkation. And then they come down from the tree, but they don't talk. So they're gonna come up with another cow and another 2 goats, another 5 chickens, and that's called mouth opener. And then they open their mouth and they said, "What the hell do you want?" And then his people say, "We've come here to pick a bride. We have seen a girl here." And they say, "Well, there's 15 girls here. Which one are you talking about?" Say, "Bring them in." Meanwhile, he has told them what she looks like. And the girls walk in and all their faces are covered with blankets. But he's already told them who she is. And they say, "Okay, the one with a real big booty. That's the one we come to find." And then after that, of course, flags go up at the bridegroom's and the bride's house, and the bride price is paid, and the choirs start to rehearse for the wedding day, where they will be marching in front of the bridal group. And the old ladies with straw brooms are picking up dust in front of the couple, and they're screaming. So I know you can do that because you all look like you're from Soweto here. So in the song, when we say, "Lily Zela," you gonna say? Wunderbar, wunderbar. Okay, so this song, Makoti, here says, "Makoti, come out of the house. We wanna see what you look like. We've been waiting here all morning, waiting for this wedding to begin. Our father wants to see where his cattle has gone. So come out and turn around. Let's see what you got there, mama. And let's turn around one more time. Let's see what you got there." And you're going to move to this song. So you're going to, this is the wedding step. Let me see those arms.
A Soweto wedding in Wiltshire. Fabulous stuff. Hugh Masekela going down an absolute treat at this summer's WOMAD Festival at Charlton Park. And there are more highlights throughout the programme, all being broadcast for the first time tonight. They include, as well, the wonderful Quebecois trio, Shantikoram. So let's carry on with some Canadian connections. And the latest of Canadian label Borealis' CD re-releases of the complete recordings of the much-loved folk singer Stan Rogers, who died in a plane crash at the age of just 33. His music was definitely the music of the Canadian people, of the prairies and of the Maritimes. And this song of his combines both, thinking on the various explorers who sought the Northwest Passage through Canada to the Pacific Ocean, as Stan himself journeys overland on the long road trip from east to west.
For just one time, I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea. Tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. Westward from the Davis Strait is there 'twas said to lie, the sea route to the Orient for which so many died, seeking gold and glory, leaving weathered broken bones and a long forgotten lonely cairn of stones. For just one time I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea. Tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. 3 centuries thereafter, I take passage over land in the footsteps of brave Kelso, where his sea of flowers began, watching cities rise before me, then behind me sink again. This tardiest explorer driving hard across the plain. For just one time I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea. Tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. And through the night behind the wheel, the mileage clicking west, I think upon Mackenzie, David Thompson, and the rest, who cracked the mountain ramparts and did show a path for me to race the roaring Fraser to the sea. For just one time I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea. Tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. How then am I so different from the first men through this way? Like them, I left a settled life, I threw it all away, to seek a Northwest Passage at the call of many men, to find there but the road back home again. For just one time I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a northwest passage to the sea.
Weirdly compelling, really. Parisian guitarist and producer Nicolas Repac from his latest release is called Black Box, and it's a kind of world music journey, I suppose, through the blues of various hues, from Alan Lomax's recordings of Mississippi prison gangs to Angolan Soldad from musician and champion sprinter Bongo, from Senegal's Sheikh Lo to these guys, the Georgia Sea Island Singers, whose heritage is that of the Gala people, descendants of slaves who would have originated in Angola and West Africa, and who at one time lived right along the eastern seaboard of the US, down from Cape Fear in North Carolina to Jacksonville in Florida. Repac's album, as I said, called Black Box. So, as promised, a return to WOMAD this summer. The return of a favourite Canadian, French-Canadian band as well, Genticorum. They have a particular place in my heart, as they were, as well, the first band I ever introduced on BBC Radio 3. Thank you.
so six pose hey alamo six pose hey alamo tout le long du voyage disposé au naufrage préoccupé du temps embattu de tous les vents oh je vous dis mes frères personne d'autre sur la terre
some sunscreen and drink plenty of water.
Yes.
And oil yourself when you dance in the mosh pit.
Remember to drink at least one glass of water between each real ale. That's what we'll do. So the next song is from our latest album, Nager Rameur. It's a traveling song. It's the story of a fashion designer that lived in Quebec a few centuries ago, and the fashion was not so interesting in Quebec back then because the women's dresses were touching the ground. Yeah, so it's not so interesting on a nice sunny day like that. So the poor fashion designer, he decides to go on a big journey around the world. Actually starts in England, and then, well, you have to think that that was back then. So he could see some ankles. So he thought that was a good start. It was getting better. Then he goes to Paris, and then he can see some very hairy calf muscles. Of course, yes. Then he goes to New York City, and then he can see some very sexy knees dancing on the street. So he's getting all happy about his journey. And then he goes to exotic places like Brazil, Ibiza, and WOMAD. Yes, but what he saw there, we had to remove from the song to keep it family friendly. Yes, but I think he liked what he saw in WOMAD because he sings in the chorus, "Y'a pas de mal à ça, mesdames," which means there's nothing wrong with that, ladies. Yes, I'm sure he would be very happy today. Yes. So, quand je suis parti du Canada.
Arrivé en Angleterre.
great form there. Jean de Coram with songs inspired by the voyageur pioneers who created modern-day Canada by way of the country's great river systems. And they were playing on the BBC Radio 3 stage at WOMAD 2012. More previously unbroadcast highlights from the festival to come with Femi Kuti, Denmark's big band Habba de Kuk and the Buena Vista Social Club. You're listening to World on 3 with me, Marianne Kennedy, and carrying on here with something rather out of the ordinary. A former orchestral cellist and sometime heavy metal band member, Rahman Rahimi is probably better known as a percussionist, and this comes from his new solo album on ARC, Persian Percussion Electrified, and he's joined by the wonderful bagpiper, fellow Iranian Mohsen Sharifan, who featured earlier this year in one of Lucy Duran's programmes from her trip to the World Music Expo WOMEX. This is their rather spectacular Southern Dream, which starts out down on the coast.
Thank you.
Well, from a stunning Iranian piper, Mohsen Sharifan, guesting on percussionist Ramin Rahimi's new album, to Breton pipers playing en masse and playing alongside the Galician piper, flautist and ultimate showman Carlos Nunez on a new Sony release called Discover. Carlos will be at Celtic Connections 2013, and incidentally the festival's director Donald Shaw was also playing on that track, although his mind will definitely be elsewhere at the moment. For ourselves on Radio 3, we're looking forward to a new venue atop the Glasgow Royal Concert Hall for our late night live shows from the festival's Friday nights, looking out over a stunning Glasgow cityscape. The shows are completely sold out, but if you were hoping to join us and haven't got your tickets yet, well, the best hope would be that there might just be some return, so never say never. Our highlight sequences tonight go back to another festival, of course, to the world of music, arts and dance, WOMAD for short. As ever, there was a huge range of music, dance, culture and food to sample, from new arrivals to the biggest names, including this next guy, Femi Kuti, heir to the great Nigerian musician and activist Fela Kuti, and to his music and his political convictions, but who has very much made his own mark on contemporary African music.
Yesterday, then tell us, say today, now we go again. So we struggle, so far day, for this new democratic change. Cause the truth of the matter be, say, then this guy is another way to continue their crooked ways. Oh yes, then go, go, go.
Bye.
only do your best.
Do your best.
Then you will have to leave the rest.
Leave.
Remember the problems with day to day. Not just that I say, and many don't try to change, but things still remain the same. So you see, my brothers, you can but only do your best.
Do
then you will have to leave the rest.
Femi Kuti classic there, Do Your Best, leading us safely into the other side of the end of the world, now that we are officially into the 22nd of December and a new Mayan diary for Christmas. That Femi set was from the main stage at WOMAD back in July, and we have more from Charlton Park's Arboretum next in the company of Denmark's Habba de Cook, all the highlights being broadcast for the first time tonight. But first, a reminder to listen out for World Roots on Sunday evening when Moshe Mora is in Greece for the second of two programmes exploring Athens' buzzing urban music scene, with contributions from accordionist Lazarus Koulaxis and rebetiko legend Mario. So let's hear some more from one of the guests on last week's instalment of Moshe's trip. This is virtuoso performer Manolis Karantinis, whose music blends influences as diverse as the Middle East, Italian traditional music and jazz to claim his place as one of the world's leading bouzouki players. Gambian griot Jali Kebasuso and his international lineup of a band distilled in London, Manding Sabu, and that was the title track from his debut album Malai War, calling on people to unite as neighbours regardless of creed or colour. Before that, Manolis Karantinis playing a fantastic bouzouki fantasia. And do remember the second part of Moshe Morad's Athens Explorations on World Roots this Sunday. Now, I know that many folks' attentions will be on Glasgow in January for Celtic Connections, of course, but Radio 3 has a rather exciting evening lined up on Burns Night of all nights on the 25th of January, celebrating the music of this year's World Roots Academy and announcing the partnership that will make up the 2013 Academy. The event takes place in the Radio Theatre here at Broadcasting House in London, with music from Roberto Pla and his Colombian Big Band, along with the 2012 mentee Jose Hernando. There's also live music from the 2013 mentor and mentee, and they'll be announced on the night by a special guest. Details on how to apply for tickets can be found on the World Roots homepage or by calling 0370 901 1227. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy here on World on 3, and we're returning to WOMAD and a warm Sunday evening amidst the trees of the Charlton Park Arboretum, the setting for the Radio 3 stage for the weekend, the place to be to see some of the finest music from the festival up close and personal. This next band, we're making a first visit to the UK, and their brand of Danish trad meets Oompa certainly made its mark. This is Habidakook.
Thank you so much. It's been so fun to play for you. But now I'm almost a little bit sad because we've reached our last number. But, you know, we'll be back. And thanks a lot for now. We have a few polkas to finish off. Please keep dancing and shouting, you know. Have a good party. Thank you. Before we go, I'll introduce quickly the band for you. On guitar, it's Morten Nordahl. On the drums, it's Rasmus Brülle. On the double bass, it's Jens Krøyholt. On the accordion, Peter Ede. On the piano here, it's Thijs Juhl Langlands. On the trombone, Rasmus Henriksen. On the trumpet, Jakob Holgensen. On the sexy saxophone, it's Rasmus Fribo. My name is Christian Bugge. Together we are Hubbard & Cook. See you.
A great party finish to WOMAD for BBC Radio 3 there. Habba de Cook with Polka Song from the festival back in July. And that pair of tunes for the Radio 3 stage set being broadcast for the first time tonight. This is Mary-Anne Kennedy here with World on 3. And before I head back for one more set from this year's WOMAD, let's turn to a studio guest from earlier this year, back in April, when Alison Russell was playing as part of Poor Girl. Here, though, is her musical alter ego, one half of Birds of Chicago. And this is a French language song. Her first foster family were French Canadian, and it celebrates her reunion with her biological father and a whole new family just a few years ago. First in Toronto and then in Grenada, where the party just carried on, carefree, sans souci.
Sans souci, on vous en prie, sans souci, sans souci, hey, sans souci, sans souci, on vous supplie, sans souci, sans souci, hey, sans souci, sans souci, on vous en prie, sans souci, sans souci, hey, sans souci, sans souci, on vous supplie, sans souci, sans souci. Tellement chaude, tellement lente. Grand danser les nuits de Grenade, tellement douce, tellement lente. Sa voix, quelle joie, entendue pour la première fois. Sa voix, quel choc, reconnue pour la première fois. Yeah! Sans souci, sans souci. On vous en prie, sans souci, sans souci, hey! Sans souci, sans souci, on vous supplie, sans souci, sans souci, hey! Sans souci, sans souci, on vous en prie, sans souci, sans souci, hey! Sans souci, sans souci, on vous supplie, sans souci, sans souci. Bon. Enfant d'or, enfant étranger. Bon gré, malgré l'enfant trouvé, jouvert, jouvé. Dodo, petit popo, diablesse, loup garou partout. Dodo, petit popo, histoire dite dans des bonbons mots. Yeah! Sans souci, sans souci. On vous en prie, sans souci, sans souci, hey! Sans souci, sans souci. On vous supplie, sans souci, sans souci, hey! Sans souci, sans souci. On vous en prie, sans souci, sans souci, hey! Sans souci, sans souci. On vous supplie, sans souci, sans souci. Thank you.
fear. But freedom disappears long ago. I don't have room to breathe. My family want to leave, but there's no place to go, I suppose. If you multiply desire, keep those figures climbing high. You'll need to twist the truth eventually. Inflation of self out of pain has the logic it brings to the street. Formerly loyal subjects torching high. At school we learned by rote how we lost the right to vote. They said no one used it anyway.
The Edinburgh Septet Southern Tenant Folk Union, founded by Belfast banjo player Pat McGarvey, and nowadays also counting Rory Butler in their number. You'll maybe remember the young singer-songwriter from our late night sessions at Celtic Connections this year. That was Men in Robes from the new album Hello Cold, Goodbye Sun. Before that, Alison Russell in her Birds of Chicago Guys with Sans Souci. And as well as this band and Poe Girl, she's also a member of a jug band called Sankofa, and that also counts the Carolina Chocolate Drops Dom Flemons in its lineup, and next week's concert set on World on 3 will be coming from that very band. So to our last extract from WOMAD 2012 tonight, and a real highlight it is too, with the current lineup of the iconic Cuban collective, the Buena Vista Social Club, led by some of the surviving members of the original gathering, including singer Omara Portuondo and guitarist Eliades Ochoa. The first song here was written by their other original singer, sadly now no longer here, Ibrahim Ferrer's gentle warning not to stray too far from the path of right living, De Camino a la Verada.
De nuevo, gracias.
Brillo Hacerme la guerra, los que pensaron verme hecho tierra, los que querían hacerme la guerra, los que pensaron verme hecho tierra, conmigo se equivocaron y se estrellaron, ya usted lo ve. Conmigo se equivocaron y se estrellaron, ya usted lo ve. Sé bien el porte que tengo, y con el gran avance que vengo. Fíjese bien el porte que tengo, y con el gran avance que vengo. Echando siempre adelante, que eso es muy importante, ya usted lo ve. Echando siempre adelante, que eso es muy importante, ya usted lo ve.
Estoy como nunca.
sé bien el porte que tengo, con el gran avance que vengo. Fíjese bien el porte que tengo, con el gran avance que vengo, echando siempre adelante, que es muy importante, ya usted lo ve. Echando siempre adelante, que es muy importante, ya usted lo ve.
¡Camínalo, niño!
Estoy como nunca, estoy como nunca, estoy acabando de nuevo, empezando a vivir otra vez. Estoy como nunca, estoy como nunca, estoy acabando de nuevo, empezando a vivir otra vez.
Directamente desde La Habana, el rápido de Marianao.
Presentación de la mujer cubana, la más bonita, la más sexy, Omara Portuondo.
¿Quién te puede igualar? Cuando baila cha cha cha, mulata, yo sé que a ti te gusta la bachata, te emociona, te arrebata. Cuando baila cha cha cha, ay, 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 mulata, yo sé que a ti te gusta la bachata, te emociona. quien pueda competir con tu elegancia en el vestir, ni quien te pueda igualar cuando baila cha 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 mulata. Yo sé que a ti te gusta la bachata, te emociona, te arrebata cuando baila cha 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 la mulata. Gózalo, gózalo, gózalo mulata.
The older dudes fairly giving the younger ones a run for their money there. The Orquesta Buena Vista Social Club playing live at WOMAD 2012, and those highlights being heard on air for the first time tonight. I'm Mary Ann Kennedy, and I'll be back next week here on World on 3 with the final show of the year featuring a concert set from the Carolina Chocolate Drops. Do join me then, but for now I leave you with another track from that collection of undiscovered Senegal and its welcome banner of Teranga, Senegal. Welcome. This is visual artist and singer-songwriter Baye Gallo and Sagan. Good night.
Ay xalat na judu suñ ko xeb lolé waram na jukkam yeah Africa Africa. Oh.
Hello, I'm John Shea and welcome once more to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night. Over the last few mornings, I've been starting the programme with recordings from the Swedish archives, perhaps not the most obvious way to celebrate the centenary of the Romanian conductor Sergiu Celibidache. But he did serve for a decade as music director of the Swedish Radio Symphony Orchestra from 1962 to 1971, and the archives do turn out to contain some treasures. For instance, this recording of the Pastoral Suite for flute, harp and strings by Gunnar de Frumeri. The music clearly shows the influence of Debussy, picked up during de Frumeri's studies in Paris from 1929 onwards. Preludium, Gavotte, Sarabande, Siciliano and Finale are the five movements.